The story goes that a number of decades ago, Harav Ovadia was sitting at his seder table with his family, his children, grandchildren, and after Kaddish, they decided to bring out some snacks for everybody to have. Instead of a gozim klayot, they had some snacks. So then he asked his daughter-in-law, "What do we have to eat?" So she said, "We actually don't have anything that's kosher to Pesach. We didn't buy any snacks." So he said, no, go find something to eat." So they went and they found a few bags of bamba. He's like, "Tov, bring out the bamba. It's kidney. What's the problem? Bring out the bamba. We feed it to everyone at the table." So he made sure that everyone at the table had a piece of bamba and said a beracha. What beracha did he say? So the story goes that Rav Yitzchak Yosef, that before he became Rishon LeZion, was on his way back from a shiur in the Galil, and he was back to Yerushalayim, and someone told him that the Osem factory is right here. Let's go tour. And he said, "Okay, fine, we'll go on a tour." So he goes to the Osem factory, and the manager of the factory welcomes him. Chiloni lady welcomes him and shows him around, gives him a tour of the bamba line. So he gets to see the bamba line, how they have this special corn that they import from Italy. And he got to see the entire tahalich from beginning to end, from corn to bamba, how the entire time the corn stays basically the same, ad hasof, until it pops to become bamba. And it's a very special strain of corn that's edible before they actually make it into the bamba. So the entire time, it's not ra'i la'achila, so it would be sha'akol if you ate it. And then when you cook it and you make it edible, now that it's finally edible, based on the Gemara and Berachot, you say, "Bori peri ha'adama." So he went home with samples of every stage, and he showed it to his father, and he wrote up a little tshuva, published in every single sefer he wrote for some reason, and he showed it to his father, and his father said, "Ha'adama, fine." So at the seder, they said, "Ha'adama." And he made sure every single person at the seder said, "Bori peri ha'adama." So the story goes, he said this in a Mosei Shabbat Shiur one time, that people deny the story, but Rabotai, ani chai v'kayam, I was at the table with my father. You can ask me and I'll testify to the story for you. But it happens to be, this is one of the places where Rav Yitzchak and Rav David, the two sons who read tons of Svarim, happen to disagree about what their father says. So if you ask one of them, he'll say, "My father said ha'adama." If you ask the other one, "My father said shehakol." Rav Avram Yosef, former chief rabbi of Cholon, says that at the end of the day, you never know if Osim is going to change the strain of corn that they're importing. It could be that one day they'll just get it another one, and you have no idea what the barakah is going to be. Always better to say shehakol. Have a great day. Ashkenazim always say shehakol. Sorry. For some reason.